The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolien. Let's get back on track and tell me what is making the news in Israel this afternoon.
What do you think is making the
news?
Ben
and Jerry's, I think, made the news this afternoon. Yes, tell me about it.
Well, let's take a look. Let's backtrack a little because, of course, this has caused major backlash around the world. I know that the Australians are withdrawing their kashrut license for Ben and Jerry's. We've got supermarkets around the United States throwing out the Ben and Jerry's. We've got people like Mayor de Blasio saying no more Cherry Garcia for him. There has been a significant backlash. In Israel, the discussion is quite different. While we are very, very loath to support Ben and Jerry's, we do have to take into consideration the local manufacturer and the potentiality of jobs that could be lost. This is a reality as the license seems to be scheduled to come to an end at the end of 2022. Earlier today, our new president, Isaac Herzog, called the boycott, he said, a new type of terror, economic terror, a terror that tries to harm Israeli citizens and Israel's economy. We've heard from the U.S. State Department, the State Department spokesperson saying that they will fiercely support Israel, that they stand against BDS. They condemn BDS because all it is an attempt to unfairly single out Israel. They say they will remain a strong partner in fighting efforts around the world to potentially seek to delegitimize the state of Israel, which of course is what BDS is aiming to do. However, they did not comment on the issue with Ben and Jerry's. What we do know is that Prime Minister Bennett spoke to the CEO of Unilever. Unilever at the moment having a bit of a clash with Ben and Jerry's. So before everybody says boycott Unilever, understand where they're coming from. Unilever want to see Ben and Jerry's stay in Israel. We've of course have heard from the Joint List who say this is a moral victory. And of course, we know that our ambassador to the UN and still to the US at the moment, Gilad Erdan, has mobilized lawfare by appealing to the governors of countries states rather in the United States to enact their anti-BDS legislation. Now somebody tweeted at me, that's all very well, but Ben and Jerry's is in Vermont. Vermont are not a signatory to that. Let's see how that plays out.
Rolien, controversial standpoint, I know, but Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, is not legally part of Israel. It has not been annexed. Is there not a nuanced perspective somewhere in the middle here? Ben and Jerry's did not say they were going to boycott Israel. They said they were going to boycott the West Bank, which Israel has not annexed, and which many Israelis don't want to see a single unitary state. I mean, is there not a middle path here?
Well, this you have to ask Ben and Jerry's. What aim do they see, or how do they see this contributing to peace? Because all this does is sows resentment and sows divisions. You know, people say, but you know, South Africa boycotts worked. Did they? Or was it the brave leaders like Mandela and de Klerk who recognized that the situation was untenable and came down to the negotiation table and started to talk? This kind of action does not solve anything except disappoints Israelis and Palestinians in those areas who will not have access to their favorite flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. The worry is the possibility of other companies following suit. We know that BDS, who are the partner of Ben and Jerry's in this decision, I mean, we also know that there is a board member of the Ben and Jerry's board who is vehemently pro-BDS and anti-Israel, has pushed for this. This is completely contra to peace. Completely contra to peace. If you want to see a lasting solution in the Middle East, you boycott.
Yep.
Do something constructive.
Okay. Now, I just thought it was a point worth raising because it seems to me that people have lost the perspective on this particular issue. And when I hear that now a Kashrut certificate is being removed, I mean, what has Kashrut got to do with the political opinion of the product makers? I'm getting a little bit lost in this issue.
Well, this is more of a show of solidarity that, you know, if you're going to target Israel, because we also must remember that Ben and Jerry's are very happy to sell their ice cream in China. And, you know, they're not pulling out sales of their ice cream because they are offended by the human rights record in China and other countries. Why the singling out of the
so
Israeli
Palestinian?
You said
it's a double standard. That's a pleasure.
Yes.
Okay. No, fair enough. I hear you. Tell me about IDF troops recreating the Hana Senesh jump. You might have to remind us who she was and what she did.
Okay, so for those who don't know who Hana Senesh was, Hana Senesh was a poet, but also a member of what was the Haganah. She was born in Hungary. She immigrated to what was then Mandatory Palestine in 1939, and she fought and joined the resistance. She was also one of the earliest graduates of Wetzel Hadassah School in Israel. And she fought against the Nazi regime. She was captured after she parachuted into Yugoslavia close to the border en route to Hungary to join the partisans there. The Nazis captured her. They interrogated her. They tortured her. They sentenced her to death, and she was killed. She was later reinterred in Mount Herzl National Cemetery. She's very, very famous for the poems Blessed is the Match and Eli, Eli, which is My God, My God. Very, very famous poet. Sorry, she was on our Nahalal, in our Wetzel Nahalal school. But a very, very famous symbol of Jewish resistance against the Nazis.
Ro Kenroth, we chatted about him yesterday. What's he up to today?
Oh, Ken. Somebody needs to take Ken's Twitter account away from him. Well, everybody piled into Ken saying that his tweet blaming the Israeli government for rising anti-Semitism was anti-Semitic. However, Ken doesn't get the message, which is offensive all in its own because he is gaslighting the concerns of Jews. You asked me on air the other night if he was Jewish.
Yes.
He was born to Jewish parents. He is. He doesn't consider himself Jewish. He got married in an Anglican church. But he took down his tweet saying that his comments were misconstrued as anti-Semitic. You know, if we're telling you it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and must be a duck, Ken, maybe you should listen to us. But he offered no contrition for the offense or the hurt he caused. He offered no apology and went on to spend most of his day tweeting about Israel on various issues. So we think that Ken has a slight obsession with Israel, and maybe Human Rights Watch need to seriously consider what their mandate is and who they put to head up their organizations.
Rolene Marks, interesting as always. Thank you for your input today. And maybe the ice cream story will have put itself to bed by tomorrow. That would be good news. Chat tomorrow.
One hopes. One would be very curious to hear what phone calls and messages to the Ben and Jerry's board are like at the moment.
Thank you, Ro, and catch up with you tomorrow.